How would you like to attend a conference and hear Paul Meyer, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, David Menton, Chris Rosebrough, Jonathan Fisk, and Will Wheaton? You're invited to the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
As Lincoln warned, when you empower judges or respect the claims of power of judges to do that kind of thing, to engage in that kind of jurisprudence, you give up Republican government. You abandon democracy.
From his perspective, there's no distinction between a person who believes what the Bible teaches about homosexuality and a person who would physically assault a student who identifies himself as gay.
It's like hiding the penicillin for a child in applesauce. The hope is that if we can get you to come and learn about parenting, we're going to sneak in a couple little references to a form of the gospel.
Nebraska Oregon students love Issues, etc.
Well, I have to approach this subject as a man, and to tell you the truth, the most I know about Cosmopolitan magazine is that I see the cover when I'm going through the line in the grocery store. There it is. It's got a prime place for sales, usually has beautiful starlit on there someplace. Lots of tips and hints and 45 things to do and tests to take. And I've never looked inside one, so I don't know exactly what Cosmo has to say to women. That's certainly the target there. Although it doesn't surprise me to discover that there might be a huge double standard on one issue, the issue of life in the womb, coming out of Cosmopolitan magazine. Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway of The Federalist joins us for the first few minutes. We'll talk about that double standard. Then it's Christ in the Old Testament. We'll be in Zechariah chapter 9 in advance of Palm Sunday with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, host of a weekly radio talk show called Redeemer Theological Academy. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is a regular guest. She's senior editor at The Federalist and author of a recent column titled Cosmopolitan, Kill Your Unborn Baby If You Want, Just Don't Smoke While Pregnant. Molly, welcome back.
It's great to be here with you.
What is the general message that women will find to women from Cosmopolitan?
Yeah, I'm like you, I actually avoid Cosmopolitan quite a bit, and I have long thought that my avoidance of Cosmopolitan is a big reason for me not feeling bad about myself as a woman. But what little I have read of it, it's pretty clear that it's mostly known for teaching impressionable women, usually young women, usually single women, to feel bad about their appearance, very much obsessed with physical appearance, makeup tips. It has a lot of really bad relationship advice. Like, you could almost take the relationship advice and go in the exact opposite direction if you wanted to have a happy relationship. And then recycling the same few dozen sex tips over and over and over again. That's what you see in the supermarket line. You know, every single issue claims to have some, had some huge breakthrough in that regard, and it's always just the same tips over and over again.
Cosmo recently announced that it's going to be kind of upping its game when it comes to political content. What was at least one result of that?
Yeah, well, so in just this past fall, they said they were going to start endorsing candidates, and they were going to have a lot more political content, and they were going to focus it mostly on abortion. They said they wouldn't endorse anyone who was even mildly pro-life, and they would only support candidates who were, you know, fairly extreme on abortion. And so that's what they did over the course of the 2014 campaign, and they endorsed quite a few of the most radical, you know, pro-choice candidates out there. And they've also been having quite a few stories supporting abortion, supporting the abortion industry, you know, lots of profiles of abortion providers. They have an article about how abortion can make your relationship with your man better, and I'm not joking, and, you know, things like this. So they're all in on abortion. They are huge fans of the process, and they are also huge fans of late-term abortion. So there was a bill recently that would protect children who had made it through 20 weeks gestation. They were very much opposed to this bill, and they were mocking the idea that you would protect life in the womb at any point.
So where does the double standard enter in?
So imagine everyone's surprise when earlier this week Cosmo began pushing a story showing these disturbing ultrasounds where if a woman smokes while she's pregnant, the baby reacts and sort of like recoils from the smoke and, you know, has this like very visceral reaction. And it is true. I mean, there was a study on children that were, I think, late second, early third trimester, and it showed them just reacting quite negatively to their mother smoking. And it's a great, you know, it's a great story. It's a great thing to for women to know that what they do affects their children in the womb and whatnot. But of all people to be doing this, you would not expect it to be the same publication that just weeks prior was saying it would be totally awesome to go ahead and kill that child in the womb if you wanted to do it. But just, you know, just be forewarned that that's okay, but you don't want to smoke.
So what kind of, and I hesitate to call this reasoning or logic, because I don't know that there's much of that going on here, but what kind of thought process can produce out of the same magazine a very aggressive support of abortion in its most radical, extreme forms, and then the kind of scolding people for even thinking about lighting up a cigarette while pregnant?
Yeah, I actually think this is an issue that is not, it's not just Cosmopolitan magazine's problem. It's actually the entire pro-choice movement's problem, which is they seem to think that the determining factor in whether or not you grant humanity to your unborn child is whether or not you want that child. And so if you don't want that child, well, then it's not a human and you can do whatever you want. You can violate whatever natural rights they have. But if you do want the child, well, then by all means, you want to be taking very good care and you want to focus on that and have the almost obsess over it. So the dividing line seems to be how the parent, how the mother feels about the child, which is a very, you know, it's such an arbitrary distinction and, you know, just leads to all sorts of incoherent thinking on this topic.
Isn't this choice in its starkest, most extreme form, and that is the woman gets to choose whether the child in her womb is a human being? She gets to decide, period.
Yes, seemingly so. And actually, though, it's that logic has made for big problems for other things, too. I don't know if you heard that story about, for instance, the mother in Colorado who had her child, a crazy woman, like, ripped the child from her womb. And Colorado does not deem such an act. And the child died. It was a 7-month-old in utero child, but the baby died. And there's nothing anyone can do about it in terms of charging the crazy woman with murder or anything like that, because we say that that's not, you know, legally speaking, we say that baby has no rights. And so you see all sorts of sad situations like that. Even when the mother does want the child, she has no recourse to get justice here.
It's safe to say, I think, I don't think I'm exaggerating, to say that Cosmopolitan is kind of the choir of the sexual revolution. It's at least one member of the choir of the sexual revolution. What does that tell you about this now 40, almost 50-year-old movement to get us all to loosen up a little bit about human sexuality?
Well, what I think is interesting is it just seems like they've created this misery publication. You know, it's a publication that makes women feel self-conscious and unpretty. It teaches them, it is obsessed about relationships and giving advice to women about how to keep a man so they get all their worth in their sexual relationships, makes them feel bad about them, and then tells them that should anything happen in said sexual relationship, well, then you should probably just take care of your problem. And it just seems like such a recipe for sadness and loneliness and disaster and, you know, much worse. So it kind of makes sense that it's all wrapped up together. This is what you get when you divorce intimacy from any meaning and you, this is how it plays out. It plays out in a very sad way.
Do you think that their attempt to say we're going to become more overtly political, and that took the form, not surprisingly, of just endorsing any bad idea when it comes to women's reproductive rights they could come up with, do you think it's an attempt on Cosmo's part to kind of win credibility with mainstream feminism? Because I can't imagine the average feminist thinks much of Cosmo.
I don't know. I mean, it always has had some close ties with the feminist movement. And the thing that I actually find interesting about it is they came out with this big political push at the same time that that very same political push was imploding nationwide. So in previous elections, we saw that this war on women messaging did very well at getting single women out to vote and getting them to really focus on abortion rights. Again, single women, not married women. And yet this last election, we saw that the war on women stuff just, it went horribly. So I think that that is a sign of hope for people who don't want to see politics reduced just to, you know, to this level, and understanding that women have a wide variety of interests, even though, you know, women are very divided on the abortion issue. It's basically 50-50, despite what you hear in the media. But even those women have a wide variety of issues that they care about that go far beyond just abortion and, you know, whether you should protect life in the womb or not. So I think that Cosmo kind of had really bad timing on it. They kind of got to go down on the ship with the rest of the feminist extremists, and, you know, so I'll be curious to see how, if they continue it.
Before we let you go, Molly, you're going to be one of the presenters at our Summer's Issues, Etc. Making the Case conference. You're going to be making the case for the differences between men and women. Give us a little preview of what we're going to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I just find it fascinating that so many of the issues that are out there right now are based on this false notion that men and women are completely interchangeable. And you see the way that that plays out in everything from, you know, kind of what we're talking about now, that you're, that in order to be equal to a man, you have to be able to kill your children, and, you know, leaning into the workforce, how we talk about marriage law and whether there is a difference between marriage based on sexual complementarity or whether it should be genderless and how we define it. I mean, all these really hot button issues are based on some confusion about where men and women are equal, what in what terms are they equal, and then, you know, most importantly, how are we different, and is that difference a bad thing? Is it a good thing? You know, what does God have to say about these differences, and what, you know, how should the Christian think about these differences? So I am so excited to come to this conference and talk about these issues, which animate so much of our political and social and cultural discourse, and also the, you know, things we struggle with in the church as well.
You can meet and hear Molly Ziegler-Hemingway at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference Friday, June the 19th, and Saturday, June the 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. That's about 15 miles east of St. Louis. Other speakers include Dr. Paul Meyer, Dr. David Menton, Pastor Chris Rosebrough, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, Pastor Will Whedon. Registration is just $100. It includes three meals, and attendance this year is limited to 400 people. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Or contact Craig, 618-223-8385, or Craig at issuesetc.org. It's the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, June 19th and 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway is senior editor at The Federalist. She's author of a recent column titled Cosmopolitan, Kill Your Unborn Baby If You Want, Just Don't Smoke While Pregnant. You'll find a link to it at our website, issuesetc.org. Molly, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to spend the rest of today's program talking with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. We'll do our regular series with him, Christ in the Old Testament. With the approach of Palm Sunday, we have in view an Old Testament prophecy that runs the day for the original Palm Sunday and for our celebration of it, Zechariah chapter 9. We'll go there with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer right after this.
Why do you think the way you do? And what about your friends, your neighbors, your church? Is it because of what the scriptures say, or is it because they only think what the world has told them to think?
Pastor Jonathan Fisk talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
Making the case for the church's response to postmodernism will be a crash course in the who's who of the postmodern pagan mindset, with a hard-hitting look at both the assumptions of the American pop culture world and the rarely mentioned but catastrophic effects that may not yet affect you, but will certainly affect your children.
You can meet and hear Pastor Jonathan Fisk making the case for the church's response to postmodernism, June 19th and 20th, at the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Don't wait to register. Attendance is limited to 400. The Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc. The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.